Good to tell everyone, we are up to Simon Reishai and Gimel. We're in the middle of Siv Hei over here. We are talking about what things are going to be Nachshav Kesuda. We said Bepashtus, Mizonus is for sure going to work because we did the Sayyidi Be'inan, and therefore Mizonus is definitely one of those things. Therefore, you could definitely be Yotzi, Kiddush Makom Suda B'Mizonus. One thing that we did not talk about is that Pasaba B'Kistin. We can't go into the whole Sligim right now, Pasaba B'Kistin. Those who learn Chelik Beis, we know a little bit of a Pasaba B'Kistin in certain Mizonus products. They're generally baked products like cakes and cookies and rugelach and things like this. Those are nechshav kepasav abekissin, things that are cooked mizonos, like pastas and things like this. A Yerushalmi kogel, those are considered not pasav abekissin. Pasav abekissin midoraisa is considered pas. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman Orbach holds that really one is yotzi, it's mamish din of bread. And therefore, if you have rugelach, okay, you have cake, you are Yotzei, just like you have pas, and therefore, if you're gonna make Kiddush, and you're gonna have two rugelach, okay, you're gonna have rugelach, you should take two together, just like you have lecha mishnah with bread, you can have lecha mishnah with pas, and also, and therefore, you should take two pieces and put them together, and you go ahead and make Purim and Mizonos on those, in order to be Yotzei. Okay, and therefore, for sure, it's going to work for Kiddush Makom Suda, that's not going to be a question. There's even a something, it could be that you're already, even Yotzei, Midoraisa, you're Suda Shabbos already with that, awesome. And therefore, the Shmira Shabbos, Kelcha says, Paskin Bat down over here, by Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, in the Haaretz over here, that if someone, let's say, for Kiddush, had Pasav Abakistin, he had a couple of Rugelach, he had a Kazayis of Rugelach, okay, and then, for lunch, he goes ahead and the regular Suda Shabbos, he has bread, and he has cholent, and he has kugel, v'chule, okay? Now, let's say a benching, he forgets now ritzei. Generally, the halacha is, for the first two sudas and Shabbos, if you forget ritzei, you have to go back again, you have to bench again. Shalos shudas, you don't. Why? Because shalos shudas, you're not really required to have bread. You're supposed to have bread, but you're not required to have bread, and therefore, you do not go back if you forget ritzei. Says the Shlomo Zalman, according to the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchosa now, if you have Pasav of a Kisin already a Kiddush, it could be that now you're Yotzei, you're Suda Sheni of Shabbos. And therefore, if your regular Suda Shabbos now, you forget Ritzei, you would not have to go back and bench again because you're already Yotzei with the Pasav of a Kisin. That's the Kiddush of where Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal brings it down. Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal, if you look in Shmir Shabbos though, he has an important Nekuda. It sounds like over there that it's only if he has kavanah to be Yotzei his Suda Shabbos when he has the Kiddush. Most people with every Kiddush, I don't think they're having kavanah to be Yotzei their Suda Shabbos. So it could be if they did not have kavanah to be Yotzei their Suda Shabbos, they would not have to go back and say, and bench, if they did not have kavanah to be Yotzei, then you would have to go back at the regular Suda because that is your really Suda, your Suda Shnia. Okay, we mentioned in the Roma over here, in terms of Bris Milah, if you have Bris Milah on Shabbos, you go ahead, you can be Yotzei with that Kiddush. But he says better to give it to a Tinuk. I did find in the postgame though, somebody I heard by Rav Berkowitz claims that what you're going to learn in Sota is we don't do mitzvahs chavilos. We don't do mitzvahs together generally. Therefore, he says over there, better not to be Yotzei Kiddush with the same coast that you're going to do Bris Milah on. Okay? Moreno Rabbi Nevinzal disagrees. He goes, lechatchila, one could have Kiddush and Bris Milah at the same coast. It's not like considered mitzvahs chavilos chavilos because the coast of a Bris Milah is not really a mitzvah. Okay? It's something that we do. It makes the bracha of marchash. But it's not a chiv over there, and therefore it's not a problem of mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. He goes, lechatchila, you can go ahead and make Kiddush along with the coast of Bris Milah. Moving on to Sivav. Vim Kiddush bebeisa. If one makes Kiddush in his house, let's say you're in your house, the Goldbergs are in the house right next door. You're making Kiddush, and Mr. Goldberg next door hears the Kiddush from your house. And he's ready to eat. The Mishnah Berurah says, Lav Dafka doesn't have to have this table set, but he's going to eat right away. Yotzei bo, Mr. Goldberg could be Yotzei with your Kiddush, even though you're making it in your house, and he hears it through the window in his house. To shafer havi makom suda, because for him, it's gonna be Kiddush makom suda. Okay, Kiddush for him, he's hearing it over there, he's having the suda over there, that's gonna be considered Kiddush makom suda. Okay, go, but this is the kutz. It's only if The person in your house knows that Mr. Goldberg's listening to the Kiddush. If he does not have kavanah to be motzei Mr. Goldberg, or Mr. Goldberg does not have kavanah to be yotzei through your Kiddush, just afterwards, he's like, hey, I heard him say pray for a goffin, that should be good enough. No, he did not have kavanah to be yotzei. You always have to have two-way kavanah. Kavanah to be motzei, and the person listening has to have kavanah to be yotzei. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkat and Lamed, okay, go and Shiniskavim. Lav Gaf Kabinian says, not only in this case you need this. Do Adin Mechol Shemekadish Lachin Adin Achi. That applies by all times that one is making Kiddush. Also by other mitzvahs. You always have to Kavanah Bimotzi and Kavanah Yotzi. When the Shliach Tzibur makes Kiddush in the Shul, or in a Beis Medrash Bizmaneinu, where we talked about over here, and that is the Minog, they go ahead and make Kiddush. Lo yotza shomea afilin iskavim latzeis. If someone listens to the Kiddush in Shul, he is not going to be yotzei through that Kiddush. Because he's planning on eating either afterwards, he's not going to be yotzei with that Kiddush. Why? Elin Kane is coming to Shliach Tzibur Los Lotzio. Because generally, the Shliach Tzibur knows Kiddush on Friday night, no one's being Yotze with that Kiddush nowadays. And therefore he does not really have Kavanah to be Motzi other people. So unless you go to the Shliach Tzibur before and say, please have me a mind to be Yotze Kiddush, he is not going to be Yotze. As the Shartzian points out, in Os Lamed Dalid, the only reason why we make Kiddush and Shul is to make time the minug of making Kiddush and Shul. And therefore, it's not really Kiddush, but a Kiddush that he's going to be Yotzi with, therefore he's not going to be Yotzi. There are those who claim that there's a stam kavanah that Shliach Tzibur always has kavanah to be motzi the tzibur no matter what he's doing. This seems to be a raya not like that. It seems to be over here, even a shliach tzibur, what he's being, he has to have kavanah to be motzi the tzibur in generally can't just go ahead and we assume that the shliach tzibur is having kavanah to be motzi. You have to have the specific kavanah over here. Okay? Fine. See, that's Sif Vav. Let's finish off over here, Kiddush Makom Suda, Sif Zayin. Yesh Omim Shei Mikadjin Ela Lo'or Ner, we learned very early on that the ikar place of Adlakas Neros is Adlakas Neros Shabbos, is supposed to be in the dining room where you're going to eat the Suda. So you have light from the Neros Shabbos. That's part of Kavod HaShabbos. Now we're discussing over here, is that Ma'akiv or not? If you're Yotzei, you're allowed to have a Suda, and if you choose to have another place. So over here, they decide it's a really nice night outside. Okay, it'll be a little bit dark out there, but we want to eat outside. Are they allowed to eat outside, or do they have to eat inside by L'or HaNer? The first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch says, Shei Shomim Shei Mikachin Ela L'or HaNer. It's Ma'akev. You have to make Kiddush where the Shabbos licht is, and you're not allowed to make Kiddush in another place where it does not have light. V'yesh Omrim Shei Nekiddush Tali B'Ner. Kiddush and Ner are two different things, and not Tali B'Ein Zelizeh. If he gets more pleasure from his courtyard because there's a nice breeze outside. Oh, Mipneaz Vuvi more inside, he's got flies or fruit flies flying around the house and it's bothering him. Mikadish bechatzer, he should have kiddush in the chatzer. V'ochol sham afal pishenu ro'aner, even though he can't see the candle, it's gonna be dark out there, he still goes ahead and makes kiddush out there because that's what he prefers. Shaneros la oneg nitztavu v'lo letzar. The neros are supposed to be there for oneg Shabbos and not for tzar. Over here, if I'm forced to eat inside by the candles, that's going to be a tzar for me because I want to eat outside. I don't want to be by the flies. Okay, I want to be outside with the nice cool air. V'hachi mistaber, says the mechaber, that this is mistaber, that this is the correct opinion, and therefore we don't hold the neros Shabbos is me'akev. Okay, it's not ma'akev. It's preferable, but it's not ma'akev. Points out the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkatan la mebei zachim istabra, v'haynu mitzdar harbe. That's only someone's going to be mitzdar harbe if he has to eat in the dining room. Di lav hachi tzarek lachol dafkim makom ner, because if not that, better to eat in the place of the ner. Now, even though that is definitely true, Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes that if let's say there's going to be light in the, this is all talking about where that was the only light provided. But if you're also going to have light in the chatzer, then it's not so crazy that if you don't eat mamish lo'or HaNer. Nowadays, some people don't have room in their dining room to light their Ner Shabbos. They light it in a different room in the house. It's not lechatchila. It's not the best thing, but it's not so bad since we have other lights in the house. And therefore, you're going to be able to see your food. You're going to still have anah from light in the place that you're eating. Nevertheless, lechatchila, for kavod Shabbos reasons, it's better to light candles next to the table. That's the best place to have the Neros. So Bezrat Hashem, we finished now Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Bezrat Hashem, we'll move on to Hamotzi B'Tzias HaPas Ad Kan for today.